First attack on our country. Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
For 18 years, we have heard from these two sources that the Muslims are our sworn enemies, both from without and from within, and no doubt, they are. I mean, that's all we have to do is remember what President Thomas Jefferson had to deal with concerning the Muslims over 200 years ago. That was the reason for President Thomas Jefferson's knowledge of the Quran, was to know the mind of the enemy, of course. If you look at what has transpired since 2001, you will find that it has not been a foreign government that has and is attacking you over the last 18 years. A multitude of unconstitutional agencies have been set up in order to keep Americans safe. At least, that's what their selling points during that time were. Yet we find that today, Americans are the ones that are under attack by the same government and the same media omitting Muslim crimes against Americans. Friends, a foreign government could have only dreamed of doing to this country what these people have been allowed to do. But let's say what we've been told is true. I ask, why is it the same government and the same media that are now complicit in covering for these same people that have been accused of terror attacks on American soil? A little history lesson here will show you that King George III sought the aid of foreign mercenaries to take down his political opposition, the colonists. He even went so far as to call our forefathers terrorists. He sought the aid of the Hessians, the savage Indians, and even attempted to force citizens of the colonies to take up arms against their own brothers. Also recollect with me, if you will, that Adolf Hitler had an alliance with the Muslims to aid his agenda in killing off political opposition. And when we look to the link with the Third Reich and the Bush crime family, we can come to the realization that we are in the present seeing history repeating itself. I have now shown you a bit of history. Let me go back a decade to now make clear how they are systematically breaking you down and with the whom they use in the process to do so. When the whole sodomite agenda began to come out of the closet around 2005, my ministry instantaneously came under attack by those who were playing the victims while at the same time attempting to tear down the law and attacking anyone who might oppose their abominable and illegal agenda. They were and are simply being used as a political battering ram to upend American sovereignty. Nothing new here, Americans. I'm sure that after 14 years of their tactics, you now know how they play their cards. Name-calling is their retort when playing the victims and victims of the law they claim, when in fact, transgressors of the law they are. Such as haters, bigots, homophobic, while at the same time attacking their opposition. Now, American kids are being subjected to the perversion that are running free in public schools as they, with the help of the pedophiles in government, attempt to normalize pedophilia abroad. The Muslim agenda is in close pursuit, while using the same exact methodic tactics. They play the victim and then they attack, all in an attempt to tear down the law. What is the Muslims' retort? It's name-calling, just like that of the sodomites. Racists, haters, bigots, Islamophobic, all the while attacking their opposition. Friends, American law stands against both subversive demographics. Just like that of the sodomite agenda, now American kids are being subject to the Islamic indoctrinations with the help of the likes of the ACLU and others. Running in public schools in hopes that Americans are not paying attention to what their end aim is, which is total domination. Now we see a reoccurring theme here in America. Government subversive are aiding these people.
J.C. Ryle rightly stated that the saddest symptom about many so-called Christians is the utter absence of anything like conflict and fight against spiritual apathy in their Christianity. They eat, they drink, they dress, they work, they amuse themselves, they get money, they spend money, they go through a brief round of formal religious services once or twice every week. But of the great spiritual warfare, it's wild. watchings and strugglings, its agonies and anxieties, its battles and contests, of all things they appear to know nothing at all. Let us take care that this case is not our own. We should all consider Charles Spurgeon's quote when he said, "The cross is the danger signal to all of us. It warns you that if God spared not his only son, he will not spare you. It is the lighthouse set on the rocks of sin to warn you that swift and sure destruction awaits you if you continue to rebel against the Lord."
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, "We shouldn't rock the boat." Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Read your Bibles, friends. 28:24, under the curses, they are spraying like mad today. Let me tell you, they are spraying chemicals down upon the populace across the United States in a big way. For those that are paying attention, they just banned it, and I believe in Tennessee. I believe they just banned it in Florida just last week. They banned it in Massachusetts. And so if anybody wants to go down that little rabbit trail and call it a conspiracy theory, you might want to open up your eyes and get your head out of the sand, because it's in the congressional record. They are spraying chemicals down on the people, friends. And with that, it's also poisoning your food, adding tens of thousands of new chemicals to your food. They're poisoning your water, your crops, the list goes on. They're trying to force vaccinate. They're trying to disarm the American people. Folks, you know, the title of the show is just this: the little boy who's crying wolf, me, right? I'm not bluffing. I never have been bluffing. And in the process of doing that, I'm losing my voice. So I thank God that there's other people that are stepping up to the plate and doing their job, friends, to help undergird our efforts in waking up a people that refuse to be awakened. And it's interesting, because when you look at Matthew 13:25, it says that when the enemy slept, when men slept, the enemy sowed tares. Forgive me, I was taking these glasses off here. But when the enemy slept, that would be me and you, when men slept, the enemy sowed tares. And in other words, men are sleeping with their eyes wide open in this country, and they're giving it a pass at every given term. We're going to get to that. I'm going to highlight some the topics going on that the mainstream media means to suppress, or try to give you a friendly spin to these things, as if to suggest we shouldn't worry about them. Well, that's been going on a long time, friends. Should you be worried about it? I absolutely advise that you should. Ezekiel 33, verse 3, we're going to blow the trumpet again today, and we're going to continuously be that little boy who cries wolf until there's nothing left, or until we win the day, one of the two. I believe the latter, that we can do this, friends. We really can do this. I want to go over to Deuteronomy 17, and we'll start it with this. When you look at Deuteronomy 17, I love the five books of Moses. I absolutely do. It's as simple to understand as you possibly can concerning the Torah, his laws, his commandments, how we're to deal with those that violate law. They're called statutes, in order to establish peace within the gate and righteousness within the gate. Isaiah 51, verse 4, Amos 5, 15, the list goes on. But in saying that, I want you to understand the prerequisite, according to the Word of God, in Deuteronomy chapter 17. And tell me, does this sound like how it should be? And then we're going to lay the straight stick, and then I'm going to put up the question to you: is this what you're seeing today? Deuteronomy 17, 14, when you are come into the land which the Lord your God gives you, and you shall possess it, you drive out previous occupants and possess in their place. That's already taken place 250 years ago. Just wanted to let you know that you have the possession. According to Scripture, you got to keep the commandments even while having the possession, so you're not dispossessed the way that you're being dispossessed today. But again, when you come into the land the Lord thy God giveth thee, you shall possess it, and shalt dwell therein, and shalt say, I will set a king over me. You do understand that that is a heathen custom. That's why we don't have any king in the United States outside of King Jesus. And what we have as king under God in this country is Article 6, Section 2. It's called the Supremacy Clause. And then it talks about in verse 15, thou shalt in any wise set him over you, whom the Lord your God shall choose. One from among your brethren shalt thou set him over you. Thou mayest not set a stranger over thee. This is what Obama's all bent out of shape with and for. But don't get too excited about what's going on here today, because after I get done doing this show, you're going to see that though he looks like you, though he acts like you, folks, you have a Judas among you in a very big way. And I didn't say that. I'm just parroting the truth of the matter. Someone else is going to share that with you in just a moment. So it says that thou mayest not set a stranger over thee, which is not thy brother, but he shall not multiply horses to himself, nor cause the people to return to Egypt. What's been going on for 70 years in this country, to the end that he should multiply horses. In other words, profit from the people as the servant to the people, right? For as much as the Lord has said unto you, you shall henceforth return no more that way. Neither shall he multiply wives to himself. How many of these said presidents have been married over and over and divorced over and over again, been busted with extramarital affairs? The list goes on. They're in the Epstein files, committing crimes against little children. The list goes on. Neither shall he multiply himself wives to himself, that his heart turn not away. Neither shall he greatly multiply himself silver and gold. This is what you're not supposed to do, friends. Does this sound familiar? This is what's happening today, right? Yep. And it shall be when he sitteth upon his kingdom that he shall write him a copy of this law in a book out of that which is before the priests, the Levites. Is that what's happening? No. They're surrounding this current administration with the debased reprobates, the bottom feeders, we like to call them. Paula White is the head of this faith committee. And it's interesting, friends, that if you were to ask anybody that knew anything in ministry that was legitimately born of the Spirit of God, John 3:3, they will tell you that they picked the lowest one they possibly could have picked. And her name is Paula White. Okay, so, and again, what are we seeing? Just the exact opposite. And then it says in verse 19, and it shall be with him that he shall read all the days of his life the word of God, that he may learn to fear the Lord his God, to keep all the words of this law and these statutes, to do them, that his heart be not lifted up above his brethren, and that he turn not aside from the commandment to the right hand or to the left, to the end that he may prolong his days in his kingdom, he and his children, in the midst of the children of Israel. Folks, what are you seeing today? Just the exact opposite. What the Lord told us not to do concerning the characteristics of those that we allow as representatives. We have a representative government in this country. What are they doing? Just the exact opposite. Government today, friends, has become a very lucrative business. I'll tell you what, take the money out of it. You're going to see a lot of people run the other direction, because they're going to see that they can't make the most out of capitalizing off the people that they're supposed to serve. St. Thomas Aquinas said this, and he was exactly right, and the question goes to you. He who is not angry when there is just cause for anger is immoral. Why? Because anger looks to the good of justice, and if you can live amid injustice without being angry, you're immoral as you are unjust. Okay, right on, spot on, brother. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, who we are, what it is that we've been doing. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, schedule, store, Sons and Daughters of Liberty, articles, subscribe. Also, BeforeIt'sNews.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com as well. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you're already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, I'm Addie and I'm 15 years old. I've been listening to Bradley Dean's Church for a little over a year now. Each time I listen, it is more and more empowering. Bradley is building up more of the Lord's soldiers for the battles we face as true Christians. Bradley's Church doesn't waver from the truth. He teaches straight from the Bible and his testimonies, and talks about the things that actually need talking about. If you want to feel the true fire from the Lord, come join us every Sunday at Sons of Liberty Radio Church Live with Bradley Dean at 9 a.m.
BBSRadio.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean with the sonsofliberty.com, giving you a heads up concerning our time with you at the Halverson Taylor Life Event Center, located at 512 South 8th Street in Brainerd, on March 25th from 6 to 9 p.m. Your representative, Ben Davis, Ron Branstner, Alex Newman, and I myself will be your speakers. We will be highlighting the immigration fraud issues that face us today, as well as equipping the people to stand up and to be the law that the Lord has called us to be. Now we can understand where Harry S. Truman got his understanding from when he said, "The fundamental basis of this nation's law was given to Moses on the Mount. The fundamental basis of our Bill of Rights comes from the teachings which we get from Exodus and St. Matthew, from Isaiah and St. Paul." Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that we follow the Christ. John 14:6, 1 Timothy 5, Acts 4:12. The list goes on and the list goes on and the list goes on. John 8:32, 1 Timothy 2:5. Did I say that? I think I did. Okay, so let's get this going here, friends. Speaking of Deuteronomy 17 and what's required of a said representative, namely in the executive office, though it applies to all, we have Carrie Prejean here. I don't know if you're aware of this or not. Remember, she got in a lot of trouble, 15 years ago for saying that a marriage should be between a man and a woman? It shows you who controls the narrative, friends. Hey, remember, those that mean to silence you are the ones that mean to control you, and they're in full force right now. Oh, just ask me, I'll tell you. They're in full force right now, and they're in full force right now because the American people are allowing it to go on. But Carrie Prejean slams Trump after her removal from the Religious Liberty Commission. She said, "We believed in you, and you have betrayed us." Is she right? Well, here she is again, former White House Religious Liberty Commission member Carrie Prejean Bowler says, "I think that we are an occupied nation. I think that a foreign country has occupied our governments." Do you think so? And guess who they are, friends? They're those that claim to be the chosen of God using a Star of Remphan, Moloch, Acts 7:43. Also read Revelation verse 3:9, Romans 2:28 and 29 when you get a moment. Also read John 8:44 when you get a moment, and look and note, do note who Jesus is talking to, those that claim to be something that they're clearly not. Well, the question Is she right? Well, here, let me show you this. I don't know much about this lady, but I did catch this today, and I thought it was really good information. Her name is Kim Iverson, and I want to go ahead and play a piece so you understand who she's talking about. And I'm talking about Carrie Prejean and who she's talking about, who's occupying our government. And again, you have to listen to the details. Again, this is Kim Iverson talking about who owns all of these pornography outlets. Oh, my goodness. They are trying to lead you to believe that they're the chosen of God. So do pay attention to every single word. And if you're on social media platforms, you're going to get it right away.
Holy this war is. This is the founder of OnlyFans. Now, OnlyFans is a porn site. It's just like sex workers. I'm not really exactly sure what they do on OnlyFans, except, you know, there's a lot of sex and a lot of nudity, and a lot of guys pay a lot of money for it. And this guy, this is Leonid Rudvinsky. He is worth about $8 billion. He is the number one funder of AIPAC. So he's making money off of porn, which also a rabbi owns Pornhub, by the way. And he's making all this money off of creating a degenerate society, reeling Americans and maybe others around the world into degeneracy, ruining families, ruining wholesomeness in America, going totally against Christian values, making a fortune off of it, using that fortune to then fund AIPAC, which is, of course, the lobby group that pretty much talked all of our politicians into getting us into this war. So that is the root of why we're even in this. It's AIPAC, it's Epstein that ended up blackmailing a bunch of our government officials, maybe even Donald Trump, otherwise.
Well, I mean, it's pretty crazy, folks. I mean, I didn't mean to kind of like just turn the flashlight and, you know, put it straight in your face, but this is the kind of stuff that we've been blowing from the rooftops, friends, for a long time concerning the truth of who modern day Israel is. Now, I want to also highlight something, and I think it's important that you listen to this. And it's also important that you see it if you're on social media platforms. You guys all remember the movie back in the 90s called Schindler's List. And remember how Spielberg, who's a Zionist, right? He's also been equated to another pedophile in Washington, or not in Washington, forgive me, but in Hollywood. He's worth $4 billion. He makes this movie only to find out that the movie was completely fabricated. Listen to this, people.
It's based upon this book, right?
Yeah, that's right.
This book, Schindler's List. Now, as Mr. Zundel said, this book is a work of fiction.
Yeah.
Then, Mr. Zundel, you pointed out to me in so many places, and if you don't mind, I'm just going to take the liberty to read part of it here. This book, in the beginning, in the back, in front cover, says this is a work of fiction. Now think what that, well, let me read it to you here. This is in the very front cover. It says this book is a work of fiction.
Schindler's List.
Names, characters, places, and incidents are either products of the author's imagination or are used fictitiously.
Now, wait a second. They're saying this book is a work of fiction. Names, characters, places, and incidents are either products of what? Their mindsets. Okay, he's saying that the whole movie, which in fact he's reading from the beginning of Schindler's List, which was sold to the world as a true story. Who are the victims, friends? Who are the victims? Do you see how this plays out? Who are the victims? Who always plays the victim? Friends, what you have to learn is many times those that are playing the victim more than not today, they're the ones perpetrating the crime. And what this man is doing is highlighting the fact that the Schindler's List that was sold to the world as a true story was completely made up. You're being lied to.
I'm going to let that soak in, friends. That's right out of the book here.
Your imaginations, he said.
It also says this. It says, any resemblance to actual events or locales or persons living or dead is entirely coincidental. Now imagine, we've got in America today this Schindler's List being shown to school children as if it's the truth, and the author right away says, hey, this thing, whole thing is imagination. We made it up. It's fiction.
Yeah. We have governors of states like New Jersey and California actually decreeing that school students must go and see the film. They have over 30,000 teaching guides already shipped out.
Who's in play, friends? Let me ask you something. So the governors are forcing the kids back in the 90s to go see the movie Schindler's List. Who controls your governors? Are you putting it together, friends? I truly hope that you're paying attention to what is going on here, because Mylakowski, Netanyahu, and all these others that are falling under false pretenses and aliases since the beginning of 1897 concerning the inception from Theodore Herzl, who was an atheist that wanted to give back and create a land for God's chosen people. Not a one of them has used their real name, and not a one of them has been from that area, namely Palestine, that they're trying to convince you is Israel today. This is all being done by the hand of men. It's a mockery of the things of Christ. Hey, friends, let me put it this way. Satan wants to rule where Jesus lived. That's all. He wants to rule where Jesus lived and where he walked. Nothing more, nothing less. Let me highlight more information that you need to take heed to here, friends, because we're also paying attention to the fact that right now there's churches all over America that are being set on fire in the face of the attacks on Iran, okay? Just wanted to make clear that you understood that they're reporting churches all over America are being set on fire. Are sleeper cells involved? Now, remember, they always have to create these monsters, like the CIA creating ISIS, only to find out that we have friends that are missionaries over into the Middle East that have actually seen the CIA arming what they call ISIS over there. And any intelligent agency will tell you the truth of the matter that the CIA created ISIS, if that wasn't the truth, and Al-Qaeda. And the fact of the matter is, if it wasn't the truth, then why are they still out there? Why is it that your government uses them at will as this boogeyman? Why is it that they haven't been completely toppled at this point yet, friends? Especially with all of these wars. Iran, you know, the two towers, not in this order, you know, Afghanistan, now Iran again, folks. I mean, you gotta pay attention. What do they always point their finger at? Oh, we got this leader now. We got that leader. Well, the fact of the matter is, folks, they're creating a straw man to use to topple your rights. And one of the things that I continuously convey to the American people since September 11th, 2001, who's attacked you more than your said governments, your said representative governments? Because I'll tell you why it happened is because people don't want to listen to the truth of the matter. That if tyranny or oppression ever come into America, it's going to come in the guise of a foreign enemy. And if you'd merely look at the Word of God, which was written 5,000 and 6,000 years ago, the Lord already told you how this is going to play out under his judgments. Leviticus 26, go to the curses, start in verse 14, go to 46. Oh, and yes, there's mercy shown to those that repent. But let's go back to this, folks. Let's pay attention. Churches all over America are being set on fire. Can I ask you something? Who's alluring these illegals into your country? How come they haven't been arrested yet? I'm going to keep bringing this out here, friends. How come they haven't been arrested yet, people? Because they need the boogeyman. They need these people so they can continuously blame them when crimes are being committed, because they don't want you to see that their fingerprints are all over it. And if it wasn't true, then why are they alluring them into this country? I'm going to get to this next, and you decide for yourself.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think. And the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So, don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
Struggling to awaken the woke? Can't seem to cut through their brainwashing? Do you have friends and loved ones who fall in prey to the liberal leftist talking points? perhaps someone deeply indoctrinated by communist college professors. Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that'll give you the ammo you need to make your point, with truth they can't deny. But warning, it may make them cry. Sign up now at WisconsinChristianNews.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hello, folks. This is Judah, son of Bradley Dean. I'm sure you've heard of people talking about making a difference, or maybe even thought the same thing yourself. Well, I can tell you from firsthand experience, traveling the nation and growing up with my dad and family, doing high school assemblies, churches, colleges, and universities, that the Sons of Liberty does just that, make a difference. Traveling across the nation and doing events, I can't tell you how many people's eyes have been opened to the truth of America's founding and Christian values, to see the youth of America's hope for the nation restored and know that they have a future, or even just having that person come up and tell you what a difference the Sons of Liberty has made in their lives and how they drew courage from our example to now take a stand themselves. We bring you hard rock hitting truth of the daily issues of America with a biblical and constitutional resolve, along with weighing out every issue on those two pillars. If you're tired of hearing people's lip service or playing the paper tiger but tuck tail and run when it's time to act, then come join us at the Sons of Liberty, where we preach the truth, make a difference, and put actions to our words. Consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty to help support us and join our mission to restore America back to where she was founded.
If I profess with the loudest voice and clearest exposition every portion of the truth of God except that little point which the world and the devil are at that moment attacking, I'm not confessing Christ. However boldly I may be professing Christ, where the battle rages, there the loyalty of the soldier is proved, and to be steady on all the battlefield besides is mere flight and disgrace if he flinches at that point. Martin Luther. And he continues on, a man cannot be thoroughly humbled till he realizes that his salvation is utterly beyond his own powers, counsels, efforts, will, and works, and depends absolutely on the will, counsel, pleasure, and work of another, God alone. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Just want to verify this real quick for you. I just wanted to verify this for you really quick. Condoleezza Rice said, the system of terror was essential to Stalinism. Terror was the creation to mold politically the control that they wanted. That's exactly what's going on here, friends. You're not being attacked from without alone. You're being attacked from within. Case in point, I'm talking about these churches that are burning down all over America. We already know, we've known since 2009, both Fox News and CNN blurted the truth out in their confusion when they shared with us, friends, that in fact there's 35 jihadi camps in the United States of America back then, and they were being exposed, and yet for some reason or another, we haven't heard a peep about it. And yet another attack, and another attack, and another attack. And then before we know it, we see all of these Muslims that are being lured into the United States by your governors and mayors in America. You still haven't taken that one serious yet. You haven't held them accountable for their crimes. And yet we have individuals out there that are saying, wait a second, with all of this information and with all of these said grillings, these grillings that the said great American appeasers have done, the best that you have, they do nothing but grill and they leave off justice. Why has nobody been arrested? Listen to this. And by the way, I'm not advocating this guy, but he's begging the question that everybody should be asking right now. And if he hasn't been arrested yet, the American people need to make it happen.
Clear. that Governor Tim Walz knew about and covered up the theft of billions of dollars of federal funds. That's a crime. When is he being arrested?
Okay, and it's not just that, friends. It's also the fact that the governor has been a part of a Chinese police force that's been uncovered in St. Paul. He's also advocating treason in the state of Minnesota by giving them all these benefits. The treasonous, the illegals that were allured in by him were the ones that defrauded the people. Nobody's been actually charged yet, and yet they've already been highlighted across the country through the conservative movement that they're guilty as charged, but yet nobody's brought the charges against them. Why is that? Why is that, friends? Why is he still there? Why are they still there? That's all you have to do is answer the question, why haven't they been rounded up yet? Why haven't they been indicted? Why are they not sitting in jail right now awaiting their trial? It's a common sense question. It really is. Furthermore, simultaneously, you know what's going on in the state of Minnesota right now? And you could probably check and see it's happening in your country or in your state as well. Our forefathers used to call their states country. I'm watching John Adams right now. Forgive me. But that's all you have to ask, friends, is why are your said representatives, you know, those Democrats they call the left, you know, like I said before, it's the conservatives' job now, the best that you have, to do nothing but highlight the crimes that they tolerate, the crimes that they fail to condemn. Isn't that interesting? That's what Americans are accustomed to now. They've been dumbed down so far and desensitized so far now, they think that that's the best they've got, is that their said representatives do nothing but highlight the crimes of those that they fail to prosecute. And the American people go along with it, to the demise of themselves and their children, their posterity. Now, I got to keep going on here, but why is it in the state of Minnesota alone, after all of this fraud, why did they just pass another bill giving $40 million to the same people that just defrauded the state of $19 billion? Are you paying attention, people? Because they rely on your short-term memories. They rely on the fact that evil men understand not judgment. Proverbs 28. And you can see what it's bringing. It's bringing more injustice is what it's bringing. Did you know what they also did, friends? They're also trying to disarm you. You know who's trying to disarm us? I highlighted this yesterday. The Muslims are in Minnesota. They're trying to pass through bills to disarm the American people. They're trying to tell us what guns we can have and what we can't have. And many of them are here illegally. They have no right being in office whatsoever. You know what else they're doing, friends? They're trying to remove an exemption for conscientious objectors concerning these mRNA shots that have killed millions upon millions upon millions throughout the world. And they're doing it because the people don't push back. That's why they do it. They know that you're not going to hold them accountable. Isn't that crazy? You know what else they did in Minnesota? Just wanted to highlight this, friends. Just to show you how proud Americans, especially you do nothing, should be proud of yourself for doing nothing. I want to show you what you're advocating for. You know what you're advocating for? They just signed off on a bill, basically voted down a bill to prosecute illegals in the state of Minnesota. No joke. No joke. The said Dems, which don't exist, are allowed now to go ahead in the face of all that's gone on in the state of Minnesota to vote against the bill that would stop the illegals. And here's the best that you have, again, creating bills to put a stop to their crimes. And in fact, we have to record their crimes while they're here. They're not taking it to the level that it needs to be, friends. They're not saying that they need to be removed for treason. They need to be deported. And those that allured them in need to be held accountable for treason. They're not doing that. And they're not doing it because the people aren't involved. That's why they're not doing it. I'm telling you, and I want to say it again, friends, the best that you have in this country is the very reason you're in trouble today. And what is it inviting? I'm going to tell you what it's inviting. It's inviting more of this stuff. I want you to listen carefully. This is brand new, and look what's happening, friends. They're targeting your children once again.
Now in the Houston area, an elementary school Ramadan display when you walk into the main entrance with a crescent and all sorts of stuff. Texas Scorecard reports, because the display was religious in nature, K-12 Campus leaders were directed to remove it because, of course, it violated their rules. Parent Teachers Association Cultural Awareness Committee and the head of the Cultural Awareness Committee, who's Muslim, wanted this up.
Okay, now I want you to understand this is nothing new. I've been blowing that trumpet for a long time. But I want to tell you this, friends. There people, those that are getting paid a lot of money to tell you what the problems are, they're just doing all that, all the more, just telling you what the problems are, and they're about 15 years behind. But I'm talking about Texas, and I want you to pay attention because the conservative outlets are bragging about Abbott doing a good job to put a stop to what's going on in the state of Texas when it comes to Muslims. Nonsense. Both him and that clown that he had in there as an attorney general did nothing but allow them to reside in the state and to expand within the state. Here's some more brand new information just highlighting the very point that I'm making right now because you need to hear it.
In Sharia teachings that reject equality under the law, free speech, and constitutional governance is not some abstract debate. It arrived here through failed vetting, in immigration loopholes.
And folks, you got to quit acting like you said federal and state governments don't know what they're doing. It's not failed vetting. They purposely allured them in here under the hand of God. That's exactly what's going on.
Took root over the years as a legal resident and citizen and struck at the heart of Texas. The enemy is inside the gates.
Exactly. Hey, folks, again, 15 years later, here we are. Now they're telling you as what, folks, your said representatives within this country, within your states, both federal and state, they're doing their best in disarming you from giving you any opportunity to or anything to resort to when it comes to you defending you and your family. They are literally trying to remove everything. And the only way that that happens is when you forfeit your God-given rights.
Wake up, America. We don't have to accept this. We don't have to watch leaders, Republican and Democrat, allow individuals from regions hostile to our values to enter on temporary visas, overstay, marry their way into permanent status, naturalize despite red flags, and then unleash terror on our streets.
And that's exactly what's coming. And again, friends, you haven't seen anything yet. You can rest assured you haven't seen anything yet. I'm not saying that to be mean or cruel, but I am saying that America, at least through this outlet, I have been faithful to warn the people for the last 25 years on radio as to what in fact has been going on in your backyard. And many people, and I want to tell you, you know who my opposition is besides the professed Christians? I want you to listen carefully. You know who my opposition is? The conservatives. It's the conservatives. And folks, these are the ones that Jesus told us to beware of. And again, that's another one of those scenarios where people need to wake up and understand what in fact is going on. Here, I also want to show you what's going on in New York right now. I've got a couple of these, and I want to highlight both of them for you. Because again, I think people are still thinking that what's going on in your backyard or what's coming to you in your backyard, you think for some reason or another that this is just happening outside of the United States of America. It's not. Here's New York for you. Check this out.
Call to prayer on the streets of Brooklyn. Y'all better wake up.
This is in New York. The streets are blocked off with Muslims praying to their false god. Okay, so that's just giving you a little idea as to all the more as to what's going on in your country. And I got a couple more things here I want to highlight. As a matter of fact, I've got a lot of it. And again, let's go ahead and play this one as well. This is also going back to Texas right now. And this guy, he's in Texas, of all places, friends. And they found that just over a short period of time, that in Texas, the state of Texas alone, friends, that they have overtaken certain areas by planting 50 mosques. Now, if you know anything about mosques, friends, again, America, you're reaping what you've sown, Galatians 6, 7, and 9. But there's an underbelly, a military base is what it is. I'm going to come right back to that in just a moment here so you can understand why it is you better get busy as well. It starts with yourself between you and the Lord, and then you take care of business. Oh, how right was B.H. Clendenin when he said, any preacher who has not stirred the Pharisees, the hypocrites, and the devils to the point of speaking evil against him is not preaching the gospel in its fullness. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBSRadio.com. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean with the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, giving you a heads up concerning our time with you at the Halverson Taylor Life Event Center, located at 512 South 8th Street in Brainerd, on March 25th from 6 to 9 p.m. Your representative, Ben Davis, Ron Bransner, Alex Newman, and I myself will be your speakers. We will be highlighting the immigration fraud issues that face us today, as well as equipping the people to stand up and to be the law that the Lord has called us to be.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble, our churches, our families. We need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing the threats to our faith, family, and freedom, while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic, without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
All right, I'm going to hit a couple topics here. And if you want to call in, now's the time to do so. 281-845-4704. I'm going to hit two more topics. 281-845-4704. Again, folks, I want you to understand that your enemy is not without. It is within. They're doing it. Just pay attention to what's going on down at your state capitals. Friends, it's pretty crazy. It honestly is just blatantly, especially with what I'm seeing here in the state of Minnesota. I've been talking to senators, representatives, and it's like, guys, what is it that you're failing to do that they're okay to go ahead after all of this fraud to go ahead and sign another $40 million bill to give them more money? I listen again. I want my money back, and I want everyone that's been a part of that fraud to be held accountable for their crimes. And remember, it was done by the Muslims, friends. Just want to let you know, they were using the Muslims as their scapegoats. No joke. That's why they allured them in here. But it's not over. There's more to come, rest assured. There's a reason they brought them here. The history of these people that you're tolerating have a history of being mercenaries for governments to take care of their political opposition. When is it that you're going to take serious what I'm trying to tell you right now? Listen to this.
The new mosque in only the Dallas-Fort Worth area alone in the past couple years. 50. And they're spreading their ideology there in Hoover. We had that school board meeting. We're not going to expand a school here teaching Sharia law in the Quran. That's not happening.
Yeah.
and they didn't do it. And that's what we're going to do. You got to stand up and speak your piece, and don't worry about taking ridicule. You got to fight for your community and your city and your state and your country all at one time.
Yeah, folks, I think I'm highlighting the fact that when I'm looking at the attorney general in that state, I remember when all this illegal immigration going on and how he just sat back and played along with the people. And yet if people were paying attention to what he wasn't doing, namely upholding his oath and following the rule of the Constitution. Again, that's the importance of being educated. And if you don't want to pay attention to it, you're going to keep getting more of this. And what am I talking about? I'm talking about the former attorney general. He was just absolutely reprehensible. He is an absolute clown. And I'm not saying that, again, to just call these individuals names, friends. I'm talking about Dan Patrick. Does anybody know who Dan Patrick is? Again, I want you to see this. He's been appointed attorney general. Yeah, I'm sorry, he was the lieutenant governor. Forgive me. It's this clown right here. And if you're on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, beforeitsnews.com, look at this guy. This is the former attorney general. I'm sorry, lieutenant governor. Forgive me. Lieutenant governor right under. He sat as a subordinate to the governor, Greg Abbott, who's being sold to the American people as a hero for stopping Sharia law. Nothing could be further from the truth, friends. This is the clown that they put there. Also keep in mind, he's also been removed from that position, and now he's over sitting on the Religious Liberty Commission with none other than Paula White to dictate those that surround Donald Trump and his Christian advisors. No joke. I mean, look at this guy. I mean, you just cannot make up what people put up with. He's a crook, folks. He's another scoundrel that's being exposed. Let me go back to this, because also we're hearing that there's a nationwide effort by both, and notice who initiated it, Pam Bondi, but there's a nationwide effort right now to disarm the American people by both the federal and the state government simultaneously. And again, it's one of those things, friends, where you can't say you didn't know, because we've been telling you this for some time now. I've seen that issue on the front as one of the front issues since I've been in ministry for the last 30 years. We've kept people abreast as to what's transpiring. And again, friends, I'm not going to go into the whole diatribe concerning the issues, but read the Second Amendment, read the preamble to the Bill of Rights, and also understand that they have no constitutional provision whatsoever to go after your Second Amendment. As a matter of fact, it was Samuel Adams said who Massachusetts ratifying Constitution in 1788 that said the Constitution, listen carefully, the Constitution shall never be construed to prevent the people of the United States who are peaceable citizens from keeping their own arms. Who are they attacking, friends? Oh, it's common knowledge. They're all saying it. These bills are being aimed at law abiders. They're saying this all over the country, friends. That's exactly what they're saying. Listen carefully.
...or the guarantor of all the other rights. And the Second Amendment is the primary means of ensuring that government operates within the boundaries of the Constitution.
It's not
that
doing
that.
That
makes a lot of politicians nervous when you say that. That the Second Amendment ensures that they operate within the boundaries of the Constitution. At the consent of the governed, the people... And that their appropriate responsibility, especially as federal elected officials, is to protect our God-given rights. And the Second Amendment is there to ensure that government doesn't become oppressive or tyrannical, as was the government from which the founders fought to free
us.
Exactly. They were trying to free us from an oppressive, tyrannical government across the ocean in England. And by the way, as are most of the governments, the majority of governments around the world today, tyrannical or oppressive, at least by comparison to what we have here today. So the Second Amendment was, of course, the express recognition of our uninfringed right and responsibility.
Uninfringed, not to be violated.
Believed, to be armed and even to participate, by the way, in a citizen militia. which was declared necessary in that Second Amendment, that it was necessary to have a militia, citizen militia.
That's right. Article 1, Section 8, Clause 15 and 16. Some people want to know, what is the militia? And I think people need to understand that the militia is to be basically used, that's we the people, as an armed people, are to be used for what? We're supposed to basically put down domestic insurrection, and we're also supposed to repeal invasion, not these unconstitutional agencies. Again, let me say it again, not these unconstitutional agencies. Friends, they're stealing your tax dollars, and they're empowering these agencies, and they're arming them to the hilt to be used against who? Because it's not against the foreigners. And a matter of fact, if you want to go back to the Department of Homeland Security, just a couple years after September 11th, they've already defined 72 times what a domestic terrorist is. And it has nothing to do with those that are here illegally. It has everything to do with those that stand in the way or to impede the way of a global order. Just ask that criminal that is yet to be held accountable for his crimes, that international war criminal. And I'm talking about none other than George Soros. Now listen to this, because I want you to understand who the militia is. It was August 17, 1789, Elbridge Gerry of Massachusetts said, "What, sir, is the use of the militia? It is to prevent the establishment of a standing army." What do you have? The bane of liberty. Whenever governments mean to invade the rights and liberties of the people, they always attempt to destroy the militia in order to raise an army upon their ruins. Isn't that what's going on? Yeah. Richard Henry Lee said back in January 25th of 1788, a militia, when properly formed, are in fact the people themselves, you, and included, according to the past and general usages of the states, all men capable of arms. Remember, our forefathers, many of them were kids, and they were minutemen. Many of them were actually called up into war even before their double digits, friends. Okay, so don't fall for this nonsense that you're hearing today that you have to be a certain age. Are you paying attention to the fact that in Philadelphia alone, we have caught these mosques raising up their kids, talking about how they're going to kill your kids? And do you see what they're doing? They're raising them up and they're training them up with what? AK-47s. I just want you to be aware of what's going on in your country, okay? Some will say, well, that's a little extreme. Yeah, it is. So why don't you take responsibility and deal with that extremity that you're tolerating? The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. A well-regulated militia composed of the body of the people, we the people, trained to arms, is the best and most natural defense of a free country. James Madison, June 8th, 1789. Here's one more for you. George Mason, June 4th, 1788. I ask, who is the militia? They consist now of the whole body of the people, except a few public officers. George Mason. Who do you think he's talking about with those exceptions? When he said, except a few public officers, those that wanted to disarm them. Why did they want to disarm them? Because they want to control them and they want to rule them. Now, friends, before the end of the show here, I'm just going to lay to your candor. Why is your federal government and your state governments working simultaneously across the board in the United States of America trying to disarm you in these times? When are people going to wake up? Folks, this little boy who's crying wolf, I just want to let you know, I'm not bluffing. I'm telling you what I know to be true from the inside out. Love you by what we do, and we will talk to you in 23. By the way, if you order anything off of sonsoflibertymedia.com, your orders will go out first thing in the morning, just a heads up. See ya.